Why should we care about a philosophical concept that's been lurking around since the 1800s? Because ever since its first introduction by neurologist William Gowers, the functional organic distinction has continued to play a key part in the diagnosis of health problems, particularly in psychiatry and neurology settings, despite its validity being highly debated. Broadly, signs, symptoms, and syndromes that can be attributed to diagnosable biological changes are classed as organic, and those that can't are classed as functional. So this means the distinction has potentially serious consequences for how patients are assessed, treated, and even judged by the clinicians they come into contact with, and society more broadly. Bell and co-authors previously looked into what the distinction might be doing in psychiatry and neurology from a conceptual standpoint. So the next step was to build on the somewhat limited previous research, actually asking clinicians who work in these settings what they thought about it themselves. We found that clinicians do indeed recognise the conceptual inadequacy of the functional organic distinction in implying some kind of neat split between mind and body, and feeling that in reality, all health problems are caused by a complex interplay of biological, psychological, and social factors, for example. So, why is it stuck around? Because, clinicians told us, this simplification often feels necessary when faced with the complexity of each individual they come across when working in a resource-limited health system. For example, this could be to get patients the treatment they feel they need, or to validate patients' difficulties with some kind of explanation, particularly where those difficulties don't fit existing models of health and disease. Related moral issues, such as stigma, were also key in how clinicians utilised the distinction. So please do take a look at our article if you're interested in finding out more, and we hope you enjoy.